All right. Welcome back to the Pursuing Purpose podcast. I'm your host, BC Cerna. Wow, thank you so much for checking this out and tuning in and trusting me with a half an hour of your time. I do have a podcast that's in the lineup. There's two actually in the lineup, but I wanted to make one before I launch those two. One is with Sorrel, which is this incredible, inspiring YouTuber and great friend of mine and roommate. And another one was a Q&A one, but if you follow the podcast and listen, you probably know that I've been MIA for it for a bit. This episode is going to be kind of explaining that. But first, I really, really just want to give a huge shout out and thanks to everyone who's been listening and tuning in and supporting it and giving feedback and sharing it on their Instagrams and Facebooks and everything. And yeah, it feels like a surreal experience when I record some of these episodes, not really having too much in mind, but more just coming from the heart and trying to be as transparent and authentic as possible. Cause I feel like just so many people on podcasts or, you know, even on stages, everyone's just trying to like drop, you know, those inspiring lines or those one or two liners or tell their stories and like try really, really hard to make you feel moved and inspired. And I just try to come from the heart and just be real. And I think people, it feels like the messages I get and stories I get, the people really, I don't know, they're encouraging and supportive. And it's crazy because I'm super nervous and insecure about 80% of the stuff I say. So yeah, thank you so much for checking it out, hanging out. And I'm excited to get back into the rhythm and groove of this this podcast. And it's already been so fun the first couple months, and now I really want to like head down, bring in a lot of amazing people, inspiring people, and continue just to put out content that I wish I could find online. And so this episode is about the Mentorship Mastermind program that I launched a couple months ago, and just the story of that. If you watch the video, if you went to my website, basically, actually, I'll just go back to when I turned 30 in August. I was sitting in Kenya and I was just journaling and reflecting and doing a lot of just like kind of, I don't know, just going through my 30 was a big deal to me. It was really a big deal to me. And if you watch my last Instagram post, I had this idea and thought in my head that I was going to die when I was 30 for the one reason that I do not waste my 20s or waste my time or my energy or my love or my money. And I was like, I don't want to waste any of it. And I want to make sure that I'm going to die when I'm 30. So I'm going to make sure I really like live it to the fullest and don't hold anything back and don't have any regrets. And so I did that. I feel like I truly 100% lived as I was going to die when I was 30. So I turned 30 sitting in Kenya and just tons of just like praying and reflecting. And I'm just like, God, what now? I was like, every single goal and dream I had came true in my 20s. All of them. Like I literally, from traveling the world by myself to taking high school kids, to taking college students, to taking kids that were my Young Life students, like from inner city Denver, got them passports, took them around the world. Like, I mean, the list just goes on of like every dream and goal I had came true. And I cannot escape the fact that it gave me so much moments of affirmation and alignment in my heart, in my story, in my insecurities, my fear. There was just moments where I was like, wow, I'm right where I'm supposed to be because this moment is happening. And so the number one thing I can think of is, how do I allow that moment and feeling and affirmation happen for as many 20-year-olds as I can? And if you know me, if you followed me for a while, the message that I've always said is be the person you wish you had growing up and be the person you wish you had in high school, more importantly. And so all through my 20s, I focused a lot. I would say mostly 70% on high school kids, maybe even 60, 70. And then some on college students and 20-year-olds. But then I remember when I turned 30 and I was reflecting and I was like, all right, do I just take a couple 20-year-olds, like four of them, and just mentor them? And help them with whatever they need and just like do one-on-one, you know, personal relationship with them. And then I was like, but I don't want to charge them. Like, I don't want to charge people a lot of money, because one-on-one like coaching or mentoring can get very expensive. And when you involve money, you sometimes lose authenticity with it. But I just kind of was like having that conversation, and then it just hit me like a lightning bolt. And I was like, what if I make a really big group community? One, because I think community is way more valuable than just me one-on-one, like a million times more valuable. And two, I can charge like a cheaper price, make it like more affordable, and have more people do it. So if it's cheaper and it's community focused, then more people can do it. And if it was just me and four, you know, people just one-on-ones, it would be maybe more expensive. I don't know. So I had this idea, freaked out, you know, I was just journaling like crazy with it. And I feel like it hit me like a lightning bolt, you know, to be honest. And then I remember telling Taylor was there with me in Kenya, and I was telling her all about it. And I was like, it'd be 25 people. It'll be this, it'll be a program of this, this curriculum, it'll be community, everyone supporting each other. It was literally just like flowing out of me, and it was everything I wish I had in my 20s. Because if you watch the video, I'm sorry if I keep repeating myself. I always feel bad if people are like, yeah, we've heard you say this, BC, but I'm just going to say it because I want to. But basically, in my 20s, I did a lot of things. I had a lot of success within projects and ideas I had, and with mentoring and with dreams I had. But I would say I still lacked huge aspects of pieces of this program. And I lacked like this community. I lacked active like people that want to change the world. Like I just couldn't find, it in like the church. I couldn't find it in like the activism programs. Like no one understood what I was feeling. And that's what I get from this podcast. A lot of people say those in this podcast and they're like, oh my God, he's explaining how I feel. And so I'm learning how to own my voice more. I'm learning how to own my story more. It's always been this really weird balance of like celebrating what I've done and kind of who I am, but also just trying to like, you know, obviously remain humble and like kind of give all the attention and glory to God. Cause I feel like at the end of the day, I'm just like, you know, trying to figure it out. And God's like, yo, here's this project, here's this program, do this. And so I'm like, I guess listening the best I can, but still definitely learning like a whole bunch. This dream was coming to fruition, and I was like terrified, like so terrified as I'm building this curriculum, because I have no point of reference, really. I have no point of reference. I have no idea like how to market it, or I mean, not even market it, but just like, I don't know where to start. It was literally just a huge blank page, and I was the painter, and I'm like not that good of a painter. So I was just like, all right, where do I start? And so I reached out to a friend who knew how to do websites. I was like, hey, can you build this website? I'm doing this idea for this thing. And I reached out to another friend and see if they wanted to help mentor in the program. Cause I was like, how cool would it be if I had some of my friends that always wanted to mentor people become mentors, like in it. Like this is not just me mentoring, but it's like my friends being able to mentor, which I'll get back to that. I'll get back to that in a second. But anyway, so it's just really slow because I'm nervous as heck and like kind of freaking out about like just launching something new and just, you know, totally insecure about it and have no idea how to feel about obviously creating like a for-profit side of what I do. Everything I've ever done has been nonprofit or giving away the money I get. But I definitely have this dream of someday being like sustainable and having like a foundation so I can give more to people. Like, I mean, all of my money goes to helping other people. And so I was like, okay, well, if I get more money, then I can help more people. So I kind of just was like, I was slowly just digesting and like chewing this knowledge and this wisdom and this truth that I had to, and I had to own my story and my relationships, my connections. Like, you know, I would tell my friends this idea and they'd freak out and they'd be like, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, please let me know how I can help. You need to do this. Like, you need to charge because you have so much, not only like, I guess you could say wisdom, but also like relationships, connections. Like I've connected with more people than most people. I think, and not to like sound, I guess like cocky, but I feel like I'm one of the most well-connected people there is. Like if someone says I, you know, need this, or I'm trying to find someone in this, like I can connect you to someone that you need to meet immediately. Cause I just have built relationships for 10 years, you know, doing this, traveling the world, taking, you know, not only students, but working with parents, all this stuff. So anyway, so my friends just started speaking tons of life into it, and they were like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like you know, you need to create this. You need to like create this program, and you need to charge a lot of money for it. And I was like, oh, I don't really know about a lot of money. They were like, you know, charge $1,500, charge $2,000. This is huge. Like a mastermind with your connections. Anyway, so it starts slowly, like I start to slowly digest it more and get more confident with it and just like find, you know, gaps of light in like the fear. And so start to build it out slowly. And then one day I meet this dude who I kind of knew, I guess, through Instagram. And I met him at the gym, but we like kind of connected on Instagram. I think like maybe last year sometime. And he was kind of saying like he just quit his job and his dream is to help mentor people. And And he wasn't really doing anything. And I was like, dude, let's do this, man. You want to come help me? So my buddy's Jared. You've probably seen him. And if you're part of the program, you know him. But you've probably seen him in like my Instagram and stuff. But his name's Jared. And so he came alongside. And I was supposed to launch this program in January. Then January came and I was like, okay, and I'm a perfectionist, if you know me, and I just like need everything to be perfect. So we started like slowly building out it. I think end of January, maybe February, starts slowly building out more of the curriculum side, the website side, the back end side, which is just crazy. You know, like there's an application, and when someone fills out the application, they need to get an email. And then when someone gets accepted, they need to get another email. When someone does, it was like this, all this back end stuff that I'm not good at. And Jared's not good at. Jared and I are very similar in just like, you know, kind of like the dreams and goals and stuff like that. But so it was a huge learning curve of just like tons of like back end stuff and then curriculum stuff, and we build it out, and then just get closer and closer to the deadline of when we need to launch it, because I just knew I needed to launch it before it would bleed into summer. And so just closer and closer, and I was like just pushing it back, just like the Traveling Good. When I launched the Traveling Good, I like pushed it back to the old, you know, the very last. It was just days because I didn't have any time with the Traveling Good, but this was just a couple days, and I was like, all right, it just needs to go out there. It's not gonna be perfect. People are gonna have questions or confusion. And so we launched it, and that night we launched it, I just kind of like walked away from my phone and my computer and just went to my living room, hang out with my roommates, and came back, and there was already like 15 applications, and then 30 that night, I think. And then it got to about 100 people applied, and I was so overwhelmed. I mean, I remember, not overwhelmed, I was freaking out. Like, just, I was overwhelmed with emotion of just like, what is happening? That 100 people would be interested in this program. Cause I, in my head, I'm very optimistic, and but I'm a huge realist too. In my head, I was like, okay, 10 people, maybe 15 would apply. And then I'll have some friends of mine that are cool, creative, you know, people that I would like to be in the program. And so I talked to even friends, and they were like ready to sign up and do it. And then we got 100 people or so, almost 100. And then it was the holy crap, we are in over our head, because technically we need to launch next week. And so we have to go through 100 applications and choose only 25. So it was like this whole, this whole back end thing. And then just went through applications one by, I mean, it was kind of intimidating, because if you know me also, you know, I want to accept everyone. And I was like, there was a point where I called some of the mentors and I was like, should we bring 10 people per mentor, which would have been 50 people, or 60 people. And then it was like, I mean, my heart is always intimacy anyway. So I was like, no, I want to keep it intimate. I want to keep it real. I don't want to overwhelm the other friends of mine that are mentors in the program. And so it came back down to 5. And then I was like, you know what, why don't we just add 30 people and add 6 people per mentor. And so ended up doing that. And then some people had to drop out, and some people just couldn't do it because they got a job or got into college or something like that. And then, yeah, so it was a crazy, just in over my head, so, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it was one of the most powerful experiences, going through the applications and just hearing students. I mean, I've worked with students for so long, but what I've come to find out is my favorite part of this whole program so far. I mean, so I'll just update you. So we just finished week 3 on Sunday, and I mean, week one, I feel like students were like people, I guess I call them students. I don't really know, because they're like older and they're not, you know, they're not high school or college. Some of them are college students. And people applied, from a 15-year-old applied all the way to 35-year-old applied. But I mean, the first week, people already felt such secure, like safety and support in this community. It was just immediate love, the culture we kind of cultivated right away. And people were like, oh my gosh, I'm already like seeing myself shine more, or finding breakthroughs, or all this. It was crazy, week one, and then week two, and then week three. And it's been like unbelievable watching these people in the program, the mentees, I guess you can call them, just like find tons of like revival and redemption and like freedom in their stories and their hearts and their confidence. Like, it has been like, I mean, it's like, it's insane. I've like, Jared and I like get just a dance party every day and like cry over it and celebrate it. And just like, we're more blown away that like we we've done things here and there, like to set up the structure and the curriculum, but man, I feel like these students are just hungry for friends, like not friends, but community that's like leaning into life and the mystery of questions. And like a lot of people in this group have small groups from church and have like friends, like dope friends, like every like people in this group have that and loving families, but there's just a different mentality when you create this culture of, I don't know, I guess like bigger questions and deeper thoughts. And then also we've been working on a lot on self-love and kind of like healing past stories we tell ourselves or past traumas. And it's been absolutely unreal. Week three, we're not even halfway there yet. We're coming into halfway here soon. It's an 8-week program in case you don't know. And I just totally talked for a long time without you guys knowing. But yeah, it's like, it's crazy. And so yeah, we're coming in week three and some of these everywhere from like, you know, some of the students like reconciling like things with their parents, like sitting down with their parents and like talking about stuff from their past or their heart or just like broken heart. And then even people talking to their siblings or talking to their friends. And it's just, I can't really, I don't know. I'm still processing it. I still journal and I'm just like, wow, this is so surreal. Cause I feel like, these students already had it in them. And of course they did, like, right. They're already amazing and incredible and beautiful. They just needed that little bit of like confidence and push and support. And just like this thing of like, hey, the theme, the culture that we create is like, we don't give a shit about what you've done or like your fear. Like we only care about like your heart and who you are. So we're going to support you regardless. So I feel like people were just immediately able to take their masks off. And one of, you know, I mean, there's a student that's not, 19 and everyone's obsessed with him because he's just so real. He's 19 years old and he just like wears his most authentic self of his fears and insecurities. And it is just like, it's so fun to see that. And just everyone just, I don't know. I can't. Yeah, we're at 16 minutes, but I want to go for a little bit longer and just say that this program has been life-changing for me. And I was going to say this earlier, but my favorite part of this program, what I've come to find out, is the mentors and my friends. So my friends that are mentoring is Mitch, which is like a best friend of mine for 10 years. Lauren, which I started the Traveling Good Together. She's like a brilliant businesswoman, lives in New York. So incredibly hustler, intelligent, loving as hell. Jared, and he's obviously amazing and incredible. And Adam, which is another friend of mine for like 10 years. And Christian, which is another buddy of mine who is a web developer, graphic design, but also just an amazing, loving person. And I'm more excited like about them becoming mentors than I'm excited for the students, but what makes me so excited and happy is them. And because a lot of them are incredible and done a lot of amazing things, but they've never really had an outlet to become a mentor before. And becoming a mentor, in my opinion, is the greatest, like it's unbelievable. I can't even put into words what, I mean, I've been mentoring for almost 10 years, and it's unbelievable. The experience, the feeling, the emotions of just like being a listening ear. Like you're not equipped. Like you don't need anything but like a loving heart, a listening ear, and a supportive like personality. And everyone in the group, all the mentors, the five of them, my friends, they each have five students in their program and they're in their circle, small group, and just hearing their stories and their excitement of like, my group is the best, like this, and I love, and so-and-so has breakthrough and so-and-so has been so real and vulnerable and such a leader and such a inspiration. And I mean, it's just been, for me, it's been my favorite part because the truth, what I found, what I've discovered in myself in this program, and this is a realization I had a long time, like a while ago, was that I can't just keep mentoring students. I need to create leaders. Like leaders create leaders, right? Like leaders don't create followers. Like if you're a leader, you don't just like people don't follow your mission and who you are and you're a leader. Like real leaders create more leaders. And I remember one time years ago, I was leading this high school program that was like 200 high school students. And I fell in love with every single one of them over this week period in the National Leadership Academy, that program. And I remember at the end, I was looking at all their faces and I was obsessed with them. So madly in love with them. I was crying and I was on stage at the end of this program. And I remember thinking this overwhelming emotion came over my whole body and my soul was just, I wish I could mentor every single one of you. I remember thinking, I want to take every single one of you to lunch every day, because I take my students from Denver, I would take them to lunch all the time. And I was like, I want to take all you guys to lunch every day. I love every single one of you. And it was that moment, this was probably maybe five or six years ago, but it was that moment where I was like, I need to create more leaders and mentors, because I can't mentor 200 students. But if I mentor 20 people and they each mentor 10 or 5 or whatever, or even one, you know, it's like I can create leaders to become mentors. I just can't mentor everyone. So this program for me has been that kind of realization of like my 5 friends that are now mentors that wouldn't have like really had an outlet otherwise, now have an outlet. And then I hope people in this program can later on become mentors too, not only with our program, but hopefully with like in their community or their school or somewhere where they can like just be a listening ear. I have crazy philosophies and ideas, but I think the best way and the biggest way to change the world is truly like just one-on-one relationships, mentorships, like, yeah. And it changes your world. It changes your whole paradigm shift of how you view time and energy and money and love. I did like a little TEDx talk on it a long time ago that I don't really share, but, if I can create more mentors in their 20s to go mentor young high school kids, and then more 30-year-olds to mentor 20-year-olds, like I'll be the happiest dude in the world. And that's kind of what's coming from this fruition, this program. And so, yeah, so we're on week. I don't know. This has been a crazy tangent, and I always do these, but it has been such a freaking journey coming into the first month of this mentorship program and just seeing like the coolest cats, like the 25 of the most sweetest, kind, loving, confused, like we all are. Like it's tons of affirmation. Like everyone in the group, the best part is someone shares a fear that they have of like what college they go to or what their parents say or whatever, and they share a fear, and everyone in the it's an online program, so everyone in the Zoom call will like raise their hand and be like, yo, I struggle with that too. And everyone's like finding freedom, knowing like, whoa, we're all in the same boat. And then even like older people like me, Jared, Adam, Lauren, like we're all like, yo, we're still trying to figure out what our purpose is or what our direction is. Like we're just doing it, and we're also just building relationships along the way and just like committing to all these fears and things that hold us back to, and the program really holds you accountable. I mean, it does a lot, but it holds you accountable, inspires you, it gives you confidence, it gives you the ability to know that so many people are in your shoes and struggling, and that there's no medicine, there's no one answer that you're gonna get that you're gonna be like, oh, now I know my purpose, or now I know my, you know, everything. It's just, it's a ongoing relationship of trial and error, of love and conversations and everything. And yeah, it's been amazing. So I'm really excited. And so we're at 22 minutes right now. I usually make these like 30 minute monologues. I just wanted to do one about the mastermind program, like where the idea came from to where we are now with it. And then I guess to answer the big question, hopefully after this one, 8 weeks, we can go straight into another one. And what that looks like. I don't know what that looks like just yet, but I really hope that we finish this one and then we take on 25 more students. I think, and I want to clarify something else. So this program is called Mentorship Mastermind. So I like to think, I don't really know if anything like that exists. I couldn't find anything, but it's 50% mastermind, 50% curriculum program of mentorship. So a mastermind, if you know what a mastermind is, it's a collective community of people who pay to join. Like, it's usually like, I want to say like CEOs, and they join this mastermind, and then they all collectively help each other with their goals, and they put money and they invest, and then they're like, and then they connect you with the right people to build, you know, Uber or whatever it is. It's like these mastermind of CEOs. And so it's a mastermind. So 50%, like everyone in the same, like for instance, there's a student in our program who has a nonprofit who's like, yo, I need a t-shirt design for our summer launch. And so two people are helping him with that. And someone's like, yo, I need a graphic for this new project I'm doing. And someone's helping with that. So everyone in the group is helping everyone in the group, which is really cool. Even from like some kid is teaching one of the other kids. I don't want to say kids, but one of the students is teaching other students how to play guitar. Like that kind of cool stuff, like simple stuff to like just building friendships of like loving leaders and just being vulnerable and real with each other and just, I don't know, it's been beautiful. So it's 50% mastermind, 50% this curriculum that Jared and I have put together of just like what is, and even like some of the other team members, but it's basically like what was the biggest defining moments in our life from anywhere from like books we read to documentaries we watched to workshops we did to even just like workshops we've created. And it's like walking them through these steps. And the first 4 weeks is internal, and the last 4 weeks are external. So what that means is first 4 weeks, we're working on tons of internal stuff, from self-doubt to self-love to self-confidence to fears to traumas. And so that's 4 weeks of that. And then the last 4 weeks are going to be more of like, all right, so let's create some vision. Like, let's make some action steps. Let's hold each other accountable for what our goals and dreams and where do we, what's our vision. And then what steps do we need to get to that vision? And so we haven't hit that part yet, but I'm really excited to hit that part. My favorite obviously has always been internal, because that's like where freedom kind of like comes, I think. And where I found most of my joy and freedom is just my voice in my head and my heart, and just realizing, oops, getting a phone call from actually Lauren, one of the mentors. But yeah, I'm going to wrap it up, and I hope this episode was good, but it explained the mentorship mastermind program a little bit more and what's been going on with it. I'll be sharing probably another one at the end for sure, maybe even like before the end. But yeah, I can't even fathom and explain the stories that have happened in this program so far. I mean, tons of emotions and tears and battles being won and revival and redemption and all these things where I'm jaw dropped every single day at these students being like, yo, I freaking got over this, or I, you know, applied for this job, or I launched this program, whatever it is. And it's amazing. I love it. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. That's almost about 30 minutes. Yeah, I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for checking it out. If you got this far in this episode, then, shoot me a DM and I'd love to talk to you more. Let me know what you thought about it, or if you have more questions about the program. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be releasing more here soon. Take care. Bye.